Okay, welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. This is A-Train Lesson 6. And in this lesson, let's start heading into the world of lines. And I'll give you a whole bunch of ways that I would study things like this. And I still do study tunes and things just to kind of get my bearings. You know, now we know the chords. You guys probably know the chords and all the keys. So you can play this tune in 12 keys. We practiced a melody in 12 keys, and we've really done a lot, and we've really gone in depth with this tune. So I think we have a lot of information at our disposal, and we have a lot to work with, right? Now, the thing about playing a chord, I always think of, you know, when we play, we're giving out information, right? I mean, if I play this, I'm saying I'm giving out some information, right? C major. If I play this, dominant chord, right, with one of those sharp four, or you know, and then a minor, and then a five, and how about this? Okay, so I played and I gave out information. Now the trick is to know how to give out information and how to be articulate. You know, how to say what you want to say, and how do you do it in as few notes as possible? I mean, what's the easiest way to do it? What's the easiest way? Not worrying about so much about putting emotion and all that into it, although we still want to try to do that no matter what we play when we're studying a tune. But, I mean, what if I do this? Right? I mean, that's A-Train. You could hear it. It's plain as day. I made the changes, right? So we start realizing that the chords and the chord tones are really important, and they're really important to land on. And when you're studying improvisation, you realize some of those things that help you be clear. Because otherwise, I mean, if my A-Train solo was this, I mean, there's nothing there to, except that maybe the rhythm, and maybe since we played the tune, I've already played off the tune a little bit, that you might actually still hear the changes. I still kind of heard them a little bit when I was playing, but you get my point. We're not giving out a lot of information. Now, you know what? Maybe if I played a chorus, a couple choruses, and I got to the end, you know, so there's some ways to like get crazy, and you know, I don't know how good of a job I just did, especially when you're trying to play out and do things on demand. It's a little tricky, but you get the idea. But now we want to stay totally inside, and we want to make this happen as easily as possible. The easiest way for me to make this happen is just to do this. Okay, but once we get done that, there's still a way that can be just as easy. And that is to kind of play all the important notes and make a solo up off the chord tones, but do it in time and try to make it hip. Now, if I try to do that, it's not going to be the hippest solo in the world, but if I try to make it as hip as I can, it might sound like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. Next key. Next key. Next key. Back. Okay, so that was just playing off the chord tones and just trying to make the changes. And the thing that's important is keep the time really steady, because that's going to also help you make the changes, you know, and it's going to make the listener hear the changes. I mean, if you're playing solo and you get done the head, you know, and you do this. You hear the tune, right? Sorry. So, and I was playing very, very little there and making it happen, just kind of sticking around the chord tones and doing that. So this exercise for lesson number 6, we're going to do a whole bunch of these now. Is either to play simply and play through all the 4 keys, so when you get to the end, you can do this. And just get to the next key and make it happen. Or you can just play the chord tone. Okay, and I'm sticking flat 9s in there, things like that, but you could just go up to the 7th if you wanted, but it just kind of gets you focused in on, starts getting you focused in on the chords and gets you focused on making the harmony happen without chords. I mean, that's an important thing to remember, especially when playing solo. If you can't make the harmony work without the chords, with this instrument, I think you're in trouble, because you can't always get there. So if I can go back and forth, if I can go... Next key. next key. So you see, I mean, at the very least, whether, you know, you might like the solo, you might not like the solo, but you could hear the changes, and I pretty much stayed on. I think, actually, when I got into A a little bit, I spaced out for a moment there. But, you know, because I laid some decent, you know, whatever, foundation, you get my drift, it can kind of cover up some of that. But I did it, you know, it's a lot. It has to do a lot with making the lines. If I couldn't make that happen, I had to keep worrying about hitting the chords, well, I'm going to have trouble playing solo. So if you can make the lines work without the chords, then when you hit them, it's not, you're not dependent on them. It's part of the music. Okay, hope that's clear. So give me your chord tone solos, however you want. And, you know, it just sounds like you're being creative. Unless you want to do this one. I totally understand. If you go through the key, all the keys with that one, that's great. And then you can come back to this later and do it the other way. But if you do it the other way and you kind of space it out and you're rhythmic with it, cool. And just try to be as creative as you can and make melodies and things happen with the limited amount of note choices that you will have. Okay, all right, I hope that was helpful.